A paralegal based in Sudbury and North Bay has had her license revoked for falsifying documents, failing to properly advise her clients and showing a concerning dishonesty and lack of integrity. This is the key result of a Law Society of Ontario Tribunal Hearing Division decision of December 14, in which sanctions against Cheryl Lisa McKinnon were affirmed. Her license was revoked immediately, and she was ordered to pay $6,000 in costs to the Law Society. The decision hinged on agreed statements of facts surrounding interactions with 9 clients and 1 staff member, which all dealt with violations of the paralegal rules of conduct. McKinnon got a license to provide paralegal services in Ontario in 2009, and opened a sole practice in Sudbury in 2012, employing a junior paralegal and 2 assistants. She downsized in 2017 and shifted to a smaller office space, discharged her staff and intended to focus on landlord-tenant matters. McKinnon purchased a paralegal practice in North Bay in September 2018, and accepted a prosecutor position with the City of Greater Sudbury the following month. A city spokesperson declined to share the timeline of McKinnon's employment. 8 of 10 incidents up for consideration took place during her transition from private practice to her employment with the City of Greater Sudbury, between October 2018 and April 2019. In many of the cases, she passed clients on to other paralegals, but failed to provide sufficient information or instructions to them, according to the tribunal's ruling. On June 10, 2020, McKinnon signed an undertaking limiting her legal services when the Law Society began investigating alleged misconduct, and she has not been practicing since March 2022. Though they include additional context, the core of the complaints against her were as follows. McKinnon was tardy in filing a statement of claim on behalf of clients in April 2016, and the case was dismissed as a result. She then failed to update her clients about the status of the case. A client dismissed McKinnon due to the pace at which their matter was proceeding, and requested an invoice and a refund. McKinnon provided neither. McKinnon told a client she'd file their claim on October 5, 2018, but didn't actually file it until November 29, 2018. After noticing discrepancies in the information provided by McKinnon, the client made repeated requests to meet with her and asked for copies of receipts, but McKinnon failed to comply. McKinnon told a client their matter should proceed in Superior Court, but neglected to tell them that as a paralegal, she would be unable to pursue the matter in Superior Court, nor that they should seek the advice of a lawyer. The client ended up proceeding without representation. They requested a refund from McKinnon, but she did not reply. A client retained McKinnon in January 2014 regarding a dispute with her former employer, at which time a $1,000 retainer was paid. Despite several requests for updates, McKinnon did not respond for more than 1 year. McKinnon settled the client's matter for $2,000 in October 2015. Minutes of settlement were signed, which the client never saw, and which the client denies executing. The client never received the proceeds of the settlement. Over the next 3 years, the client inquired about the matter but never received an answer from McKinnon. In spring 2018, McKinnon told the client she would look into the matter, but never provided them with an invoice. A staff member's name and forged signature appeared on an affidavit of service commissioned by McKinnon. McKinnon told a client she had filed a statement of claim, and said throughout the following year that it had been filed, promising to forward a copy of it. It was never filed. After not hearing from McKinnon, a client called a courthouse on March 4, 2019, to inquire about a trial, which they learned was scheduled for 3 days later. McKinnon said the trial would not proceed that week, so the client did not attend court. On March 11, the court clerk called the client to inquire as to why they did not attend. Between May 2018 and December 2019, McKinnon made many false statements about the work she was supposedly performing on behalf of a client. She, untruthfully, claimed a statement of claim had been filed, that the defendant had been noted in default and that a date for an assessment hearing had been set. McKinnon claimed to have left a statement of claim with a defendant's administrator at their place of business on February 26, 2019. But the defendant countered that this was not possible because the administrator was out of the country at the time, the office was closed and the postal code on the affidavit of service was wrong. Evidence supports the allegations of professional misconduct in all 10 cases, according to the tribunal. In at least 7 of those matters, the respondent clearly failed to act with integrity, according to their ruling. She falsified documents such as invoices and affidavits to mislead her clients. She failed to properly advise her clients of the true state of their files and failed to get appropriate instructions. In one case, she failed to put retainer fees into trust. In every case, she failed to communicate openly and honestly with the persons affected. In response to McKinnon's many serious lapses of integrity, combined with her other misconduct, having her license revoked as the presumptive penalty, according to the tribunal's ruling, which cites various case law. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.